Shalom, today's daf yomi is Tainus daf yud aleph, Tainus 11. We're going to start on the bottom of yud amud beis, on the bottom of 10b, four lines from the bottom, where the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Bechia, Amahalech Baderach, somebody who's walking along the road, Al yochol yoser mi shnei ra'avon. He shouldn't eat more than he typically eats during a time of famine, which is less than you typically eat during a year of plenty. And what's the reason by Taima? So the Gemara gives two explanations. Hachatar Gimel in Babylon, they explained, Misha Mayana, that we're worried that your stomach is going to get messed up because you're traveling and you're going to eat too much. It's going to be not healthy. But Ma'arava Amri, but in Eretz Israel, in the land of Israel, they explained, Misha Mazoni, that if you're going to eat a lot, maybe you're going to run out of food. And so therefore, you should ration yourself properly. And so that's why you're not supposed to eat too much. My binayo, what's the difference between these two explanations? Ask Mar Ika binayo, the difference is we're now on top of 11a, the Yosef Ba'arba, that he's on a ship. And so according to the concern that you're worried your stomach is going to get messed up because of the journey, you don't have to be concerned. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting on the ship. But according to the concern that you're worried you're going to run out of food, then it will be a problem. Or inami dika'azome avana avana. He's walking from the different one village to another that where you can buy food, and so therefore the food is plenty, and so therefore according to the part that your stomach is going to get messed up, you have to be concerned because maybe it'll get messed up. And according to the part that the concern that you're not going to have enough food, well, that's not a concern because you're for sure going to have plenty of food. Rav Papa, so the Gemara explains that what would Rav Papa do when he was walking along the road? Kol parsa uparsa. Every time he walked a parsa, he would eat one piece of bread. And the reason why we do that, because Savar, he was of the reason that Mishamayana, he was of the concern that he's worried that it's the journey is going to mess up his stomach. And as a result of this, he wasn't concerned because Rav Papa was known for being very fat, so he wasn't concerned that it was going to mess up his stomach. That's how Rashi explains it. So now the Gemara says that now that we've learned that when you're on a journey, you're supposed to limit the amount of food that you eat. The Gemara says, let's talk about somebody who limits the amount of food that they eat during a time of distress for the Jewish people. So says Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ko Amari Vatzmo, Bishnei Ravon, whoever eats less food during a time of famine, needs some misa mishuna. Even though you have food, if other people don't have food, if you eat less, you're going to be saved from a difficult death. Like, for example, by famine or by a sword or just an unusual death. As it says, Bira'av patcha mimaves. In the famine, you will be redeemed from death. And this is difficult because since the verse is telling us that God redeems him from the death of the famine, it shouldn't say mimaves, it should just say mirav. From the famine you'll be redeemed. Biravi, by the way. So it must teach us. So what do we learn? Mimaves, achikamar, bishar, shemariva, tzmo, bishnei ravon. Because you're starving yourself or limiting your food during the time of famine in order to be at one with your fellow brethren. Mishtatev pitzaron, Rashi says. So therefore, needs only misa mishuna. He's going to be saved from an unusual death. Somebody who feels the afflictions of others, when Rashi says kishe yisrael b'tzar, when the Jewish people are in pain, he feels it and he knows it. So too, he's going to be protected spiritually by Hashem Yisbarach. Amar Reish Lakish, in this topic, where it tells us other things that a person should be exhibiting during a time of famine. So, says Reish Lakish, Asar l'adam l'shamesh mitasa b'shnei ravon, if it's a time of famine, or Rama says, also other afflictions, that if there is a time of distress for the Jewish people, a person is not allowed to engage in marital relations. Because for this, because even though the person is himself okay, during this time, a person needs to engage as though he's in distress. What's the source for this idea? It says about Joseph in chapter 41, verse 50, Well, Yosef yuach nebanim b'terem tavoshna sarav, that Joseph gave birth to two sons prior to the famine. For the fact that the Torah says that he gave birth to the two sons prior to the famine, we learn from here that he didn't engage in marital relations during the time of the famine, because a person is not allowed to engage in relations during the time of famine. And Tana Chasuche Banim, but those people who have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah of pruvu, they have not fulfilled the mitzvah of being fruitful and multiplying, they are permitted, mishamshin, they are permitted to engage in the marital relations, they are allowed to engage in the marital relations during the time of the famine because they have an obligation to try to have the children. So once they, until they know that their wife is pregnant, they're allowed to do it. They're allowed to engage in the relations. But once they find out that their wife is pregnant, then they wouldn't be allowed to engage in relations anymore during the time of famine. Tanu Rabban, the rabbis taught up is Manshe Yisrael Shruyim Mitzar, when the Jewish people are in pain, who perish echamehen, like for example, if there's a famine in the city and a person leaves to another place, or he eats when they're having a fast, and the two angels come that typically escort a person, and they stick their hands on his head, Omri, they say the following, Poni zesh apirish min hatzibur, this person who separated from the community, al yereb in echamas tzibur, he's not going to see the comfort of the community. This is a tremendous, powerful teaching. If you separate from the community when they're in distress, you're not going to appreciate the community when they're in blessing.